Jesus departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him. Jesus said to them, Verily I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. Then shall the end come. There shall arise false Christs and prophets, and showing great signs and wonders that, if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. As the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened. The moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Thank you. Of that day and hour knows no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord comes. Therefore be ready also, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Verily I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Where shall we prepare to eat the Passover? He said, Go into the city to such a man and say to him, The Master says, My time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. The disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day, when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. He said, All of you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. He said to the disciples, Sit here while I go and pray. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. When he came back to his disciples, he said to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand who betrays me. They that laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Thank you. high priest said to him, I command you by the living God that you tell us whether you be this Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.